It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Pruse.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. I hope you're enjoying yourself on this Saturday. This is Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Pruse. On this show, we look at food here in Fairbanks, meals you can make, recipes you can try, recipes you want to try, events to go to, restaurants to try, anything that deals with food, we look at it. And a couple things are going on. You don't have too many more shopping days left at the farmer's market. They're open on Saturdays and Wednesdays. So if you're listening to this show and you're thinking about it, head down there right now. It's a nice Saturday afternoon. Go down and enjoy yourself. This is the time of year where you're getting probably the best produce down there you're going to get. The tomatoes, the carrots, the gold, the purple, all that good stuff. Fairbanks is a wonderful, rich farming community, and you should go try it down there. This is the best that you're going to get. So many farmers, so many different groups come down, sell their wares. Go down there and enjoy it. They also have some good food stations down there, too. They have some plants, some things you can buy. It's a really good atmosphere, good ambiance. You can really enjoy yourself down there. But here's a thought for you. You have a busy day. You don't want to cook. Maybe you just want to reheat something. You want to get something. You want to go to a store and not have to worry about a meal. Well, that's what today's show is going to look at. Things you can do. And the first one we're going to look at is Costco. Costco has so many different opportunities for you to look at. If you're feeding yourself, if you're feeding you and your spouse, or you and a kid, or you and a loved one, or you and another person, or you need to feed 4 to 10 people, they've got options and choices for you, and a lot of them too. They have the Kirkland Deli down there. And the first thing you have to do is say to yourself, do they still sell that chicken down there, that rotisserie chicken for $5.99 or whatever it is, that whole chicken? Yes, they do. And you think, yes, you can get it. And what I like doing is I like getting that chicken, and I'll nibble on it here and there throughout a few days. Or I like cutting off one of the breasts and making a wonderful sandwich out of it. If you want a nice hot sandwich, or even cold after it cools off a little bit. And I like getting sourdough bread with mustard, mayonnaise, lettuce, some provolone cheese, or some light cheddar, maybe Swiss cheese or American cheese. Any cheese is good. Put it on there, and if you can throw a tomato on there, great. Little red onion, great. But you can make a really good sandwich out of that. It's a really good sandwich meat, and you can really enjoy it. Also, they have ribs down there, all seasoned, ready to go. They got the baby backs. Put in the oven, on the smoker, on your grill. Baby backs are good, you know, if you're going to cook them, say, in your oven at 350 degrees for about 2 hours. Or put them out on your smoker for 4 hours at 250, something like that. It's ready for you to go. You don't have to do anything. Pull it out of its sealant, its cover. Put it in your cooking apparatus, so you're good to go. Another thing that I really like to do there, they have your cocktail shrimp. They have like a pound and a half of cocktail shrimp you can get there. And what I like doing is throughout the week, I'll just use that, single male bachelor, don't have time for cooking. I got some cocktail sauce in my refrigerator. Pour that in a little container to dip it in, and I'll just eat good shrimp and enjoy myself. A good way to do it. But they also have chicken parts. If you want chicken all cut up, ready to go, you can get that at a very good price. Then they have this thing, they call it Korean, it's called beef bulgogi. And it, you know, you put that in the oven. It's good for 4 people, goes for about $20 to $22. It's meat and onion, and it has a really good Korean sauce on it. And that is always, always good. Then another thing that is at the deli there section of Costco is they have an orzo Mediterranean salad. And I've really been enjoying that over the last few weeks. And it's a good pound. And, you know, you can use it as a side for your dinner. I just like eating on it throughout the week. It's very good. Try it sometime. It's a Mediterranean style, so you're going to get some good olives in there, some pitted Clementa olives, things like that, some nice peppers in there. It's tame. It's not spicy. It's really good. It's really tasty, and you're really going to enjoy it. Also, you want a taco night there? You can have that. And they have your meat is basically your rib meat, your pork rib meat that they have that they've cooked up. They've sliced it off. It's ready to go. You've got lime wedges. You got salsa. You have cheeses. You have the meats. You have the tortillas. You know, it's good for two or three people for a taco night. And hey, you know, for that amount of money, that cheap, do it. And really, really good. And then you get more of your spiced chicken wings down there too. You get into your chicken Alfredo. I bought some of that this last Friday night, cooked it for four people. It was perfect. I threw it in the oven, 400 degrees for an hour, got the crust on top of the cheese. And of course, I put a little bit more Parmesan on top to have it just finish off correctly. But it's a nice, nice macaroni style noodle. Macaroni means it has a hole in the noodle. So you're really going to enjoy that. It's just very good and very nice. So get down there and enjoy it. And also, they have a good chicken enchilada down there that you can put in your oven. And again, you're putting it in your oven for 40 minutes to an hour. Follow the instructions. It's very good. It feeds, again, four, maybe five people easily. It's a good main dish or something you can just nibble on throughout the week after you've put it in the refrigerator, then you pull it out and microwave it. It's a type of meal that can last you a while. Then also in the deli, they have good tortilla sandwich rolls, the chicken ones that they have there. Just fantastic. Thick, they have cheese, you know, they take their chicken rotisserie, they dice it up, the breast like I like to do on my sourdough bread sandwich. They dice it up, they put it together. It's just very good, very good. Then they have a Caesar salad. They have a wonderful Caesar salad. And that's, you have four people coming over for dinner and you need to have a good salad, a good side salad. That's where you do it. That is exactly where you do it. They have a good Caesar salad there with romaine lettuce, some good Parmesan cheese, a good Caesar salad dressing. You're going to enjoy yourself with that. So many items. Then you get into their refrigerated section, and they have very good soups there. I go there once in a while and just buy their soups. They have a rustic zuppa toscana, an Italian soup. It's Italian sausage and vegetable soup. They have a nice chopped vegetable barley soup, a broccoli cheddar soup. They have mac and cheese from Panera. My favorite one to get, though, is their chicken tortilla soup. And it has the white chicken meat in it. A very, very, very good broth. You know, it hits everything that you want there. Really enjoy it. Then you can also get other things such as a grilled chicken with portobello mushroom sauce in it. Then you're in the frozen food section there, and you got chicken pad thai that'll serve four people. You have the roasted garlic chicken. You have Korean barbecue style beef. So many choices there. So many different nationalities. Carnitas, Asian, South American, American, European, Chinese, Thai. They have the Kung Pao chicken. They have the chicken coconut curry with mango. These are all meals that you can put in your oven, walk away from, 40 to minutes to an hour later, come back, and you have a full meal and you're ready to go. You know, the Thai-style coconut chicken, so many good things there. So just something that you're going to want to look at. Say you don't want to go into that big of a store, you just want something very fast. Well, I went over to Safeway over off of Airport Road, Safeway West, we'll call it. And they have great meals ready to eat. They have an assortment of different Chinese food there with the Asian rice and the sweet and sour chicken and the noodles and the pot stickers and the organic chicken with the chow mein and egg roll. Full meals there. Full Asian meals. The chicken. The different styles of chow mein. The different styles of egg roll. These are all things you can enjoy. Easy to cook or reheat. Or you just want the big chicken breasts. They have those already grilled. All you got to do is reheat. And they give you the container to reheat. Just pull off the plastic top and you're good to go. You want some already cooked cauliflower, beans, ready to go. Or what they also have there, what I really like over at Safeway, I like chicken wings. And they have an assortment of chicken wings that is fresh, cooked, warm, hot, ready to go. Take it home if you have to, throw in the microwave for 2 minutes. Get out some of your own Caesar salad dressing, your own ranch dressing, your own blue cheese dressing. You have your dips, you're ready to go, and it's great. Then if you want soup, they too got the Panera soup there. Very many styles. They got broccoli cheddar. They have the creamy tomato, and they have the clam chowder if you ever want that. They have the chicken corn chowder there, and they have the loaded potato soup and the tomato basil bisque. So lots of different choices there. And then they also have a bar there where you can get different Chinese foods and things like that. They'll make up a plate for you. Then they have a pretty good salads station there. You can get potato salad, deviled egg potato salad, signature coleslaw, their summer garden salad, their classic potato salad, their macaroni salad, things like that. So you have a lot of choices there at the Safeway. And then you also have a sushi bar there of different styles. Yeah, everyone is getting sushi bars, it seems like. I mean, everyone's getting sushi bars now. So what the heck? Their sushi bar is pretty good. They have different styles, different things you can get. But hey, go there and get the sushi bar. And you're going to enjoy yourself. And they also got sandwiches. They have sandwiches that will serve, 4 to 6 people. The big sandwich roll, the big one that you can just enjoy. My goodness. It's individual salad sandwiches there. You can get the roast beef, the chicken, the croissant-style sandwich. You have a full, looking at lunch, looking at dinner, looking at a breakfast. You can get it there at Safeway West. You really can. Very enjoyable. And you can get desserts there too. So, hey, don't be bashful. What the heck? Going to get cheese boards there, cheese plates, fruits and cheese. You do it. And Fairbanks, before we get into the next one, we're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays. Complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free. It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door, opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I hope you're enjoying your Saturday afternoon here. Listen to KFAR Radio. We have a great afternoon assortment of listening. Very diversified, very good, all local. We are the local flavor. And speaking of local flavors, we go to Fred Meyer's now. Do you like sushi? Do you like sushi rolls? You want it fast, you want it take home, you want it prepared, you want to see them prepare it? They have a great big sushi bar there at Fred Meyer's. I don't eat sushi, but guess what? Many people do, and there in front of you, they have the crunch roll. They have the creamy, they have the shaggy dog and the creamy shaggy dog. So they get into that very well. They have an assortment, a wide assortment. They have fresh nigiri combo sushi. Oh, they're the classic sampler, a little bit of everything, the California roll, the different salmons. And, oh my goodness, you're gonna enjoy this. They have the dragon roll tuna. Oh boy. They have the spicy combo, the California combo, the spicy California roll, the vegan classic roll. That's just rice roll and a few other cucumber, carrot, and avocado. Even I would try that one, like it, I betcha. Looks delicious. It is delicious. Are you from the East Coast? They got the Philly roll for you. Yes, they do. Oh, they have a little bit of everything there when it comes to the different ones here. They have the California roll. Oh, boy. But they also have the big sandwiches that you can have there. Good for five to six people. Cut it up, slice it up, do that. Many different types of sandwiches wrapped into tortillas there. You have your turkey, your roast beef, your ham with cheese all rolled up. They have different sandwiches that you can do on regular bread, brown bread. But they also have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that you can get there for $2.49. I mean, where else in Fairbanks can you just go in and get a wonderful PBJ for less than $2.50? Well, guess what? At Fred Meyer's, you can do it there. Then they have your classic sandwiches there, your roast beef, your turkey, your ham, all ready for you to go, your rolls. Then they have a very good salad bar there, different things you can get. You can get the baked beans. Oh, man. Coleslaw, Italian style pasta salad. These are all good things that they'll, buy it by the pound, the half pound, however much you want. They have the rotini pasta salad, the antipasta salad. One of my favorites always is the curry chicken salad. And it has a chicken with the curry sauce, peanuts, and cranberries in there. Just delicious. You want a seafood salad, they got it. They have the egg mustard salad there. Oh, boy. They probably have the best choice of salads, if you want that, in town. They have a cranberry celebration salad. Now, how can you make this stuff up? And, you know, talking with a gentleman, his name's Gary. He's been working at Fred Meyer's for 12 years, running their deli down there. 12 years. What a commitment. My goodness. So anyway, if you want something quick, easy, and good, that's where you go. Also, Fairbanks Beer and Coffee House there on First Avenue. It's a new sponsor. It's a great sponsor. When they say it's Fairbanks Beer, it's because they're looking at things that are brewed here in Fairbanks. You know, they have the Kolsch. They have different ones from Lat 65, the Hoodoo, the White Spruce. They also have the different beverages that are distilled spirits here from the Fairbanks Distillery, the Ursa Major Distillery. They carry Alaska and especially Fairbanks style craft beers, craft distilleries, and they got a great coffee shop down there. Really good ambiance, a large area there for you to try. So they've really done it well. They can host your event. I've seen them do that. They do many things down there. Isaiah is a great person who runs a great show, and you're going to enjoy it. Another thing to try this weekend is go to Bobby's downtown, and their bar top special there. You can only get it at the bar, and it's $11, and you can get an incredible cheeseburger and french fries, or lasagna, or the pasta, the spaghetti. There's no substitutions. $11, a great price, a great meal, a great ambiance, and soon, sadly, they're going to be turning on that steam pipe that heats your hands when you sit at the bar. It's so nice, but it lets you know that fall is here and winter is coming. So soon that will be on. And if you don't want to get something at the bar, they have fantastic pizzas. Most people do not realize the 15 wonderful style pizzas that they have. You know, when you go in there and you're going to order a pizza, that might be your toughest decision of the day, is that pizza and what it is and how you're going to order it. There's so many different styles that are so good depending on what you want and what you want on a pizza, the variations, and they'll let you make your own up. So enjoy it. Congratulations to Brewster's. Shout out to them. They got the best cheeseburger of the year again. And again and again, you know, Gary Falls and his wife Angela, they do a great business. They have both the Brewsters and they have the Geraldos there on College Road. Great family. If you go in there, you're seeing their family working at the bar and the kitchen. It's a family atmosphere. Both of them are great. And Brewsters on either Airport Road or the old Steese, they work it very hard. They have great customer service. Good food. Enjoy it. I know you will. If you want Eggs Benedict, go to Salty's on 2nd. You're going to get the OG, the original, and then they have some variations. You want the salmon. You want the California avocado. You want the biscuit style with gravy. They have great breakfasts there. They open at 9. They stop serving breakfast at 2 o'clock. You know, you can't have breakfast 24-7 there, but you can have a great meal there from when they open to when they close. They have a wonderful cheeseburger there, too. Most people have not tried the burger, and it's a very good one. Oh, boy. And I had the tacos that they have there. They have these tacos that are from the pork, the bacon, the belly, the pork belly of the hog, and it's diced up. It's just nice and crisp. And they stuff it in these nice, freshly fried tortillas that are wedged in the shape of a V, and they stuff it with that cheese. And they have a great creamy coleslaw on top. You know, Kentucky Fried Chicken said it's finger-looking good. Well, this, too, is finger-looking good. Very nice. And they have a great atmosphere down there, great ambiance. If you're into sports, they have about 6 TVs in the bar that you can have that are on that watch different types of sports. I was watching the Little League World Series. I'm a big fan of that for whatever reason. And congratulations to the Alaska team. They made it to the championship game of the West region. They lost to Seattle, but what the heck, or Washington, a team out of Seattle. But they did great. And also, but you can watch those things in the bar. And what's popular there is college and Sunday football. They open up at 9, and by 9:30, 10 o'clock, unless you have a reservation for a table, you might be waiting for one in the bar, but they have great seating throughout the restaurant there. I've used it many times. They treat you well. Fast service, prompt service. They have a maitre d' that can get you seated promptly, and you will enjoy it. So we have a couple, three nice downtown locations that you can go to for the coffee in the morning or a beer in the afternoon or in the evening. You can have breakfast there at the Salties, or lunch, or a great dinner. In Bobby's, it opens up at 4, so you can get there for a nice later afternoon beverage and an early meal or a late meal. They stay open. They're very professional at Bobby's. Rena and Bobby will treat you wonderful, and you'll enjoy yourself. Another place that you might want to go is out to Pike's Landing. Enjoy Pike's Landing out on the deck while you still can. They still have it open. It's, you know, there's nothing like eating or having a beverage out on that deck in the sun, watching the river go by, watching the riverboats go by, and saying hello to so many people that you know. You'll enjoy yourself there. And it's a great atmosphere, good food. They don't have the extensive top shelf menu, but whatever they serve you is very good. Great burgers, great seafood out there. They got a crab platter that is just a seafood platter that's just top shelf. Very good. My favorite, of course, is the Dragon Wings. And they also have such an assortment of good food. They got pool in the back. If you want to shoot some good pool, you can enjoy that. But hey, it's up to you what you want to do. And if you want the great big Sunday brunch, go out to the Pump House. They have it out there for you. They have everything. They open up at 10, they close at 2, you should get a reservation. Unless you're like me, to show up, and they always have an extra seat for you at the bar if you want to do that. And it's great that they have it back going there again. It really is enjoyable, tasty, great place to bring family, friends, or like myself, just bring yourself out there. Fairbanks, that is our show for today. You enjoy your Saturday. Eat well, be well, enjoy Fairbanks, and I will see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.